89. Know assuredly that just as thou firmly believest that the word of God, exalted be his glory, endureth for ever, thou must likewise believe with undoubting faith that its meaning can never be exhausted. They who are its appointed interpreters, they whose hearts are the repositories of its secrets, are, however, the only ones who can comprehend its manifold wisdom. Whoso, while reading the sacred scriptures, is tempted to choose therefrom whatever may suit him with which to challenge the authority of the representative of God among men, is indeed as one dead, though to outward seeming he may walk and converse with his neighbours and share with them their food and their drink. Oh, would that the world could believe me! Were all the things that lie enshrined within the heart of Baha, and which the Lord, his God, the Lord of all names, hath taught him to be unveiled to mankind, every man on earth would be dumbfounded. How great the multitude of truths which the garment of words can never contain! How vast the number of such verities as no expression can adequately describe, whose significance can never be unfolded, and to which not even the remotest allusions can be made! How manifold are the truths which must remain unuttered until the appointed time is come! Even as it hath been said, not everything that a man knoweth can be disclosed, nor can everything that he can disclose be regarded as timely, nor can every timely utterance be considered as suited to the capacity of those who hear it. Of these truths, some can be disclosed only to the extent of the capacity of the repositories of the light of our knowledge and the recipients of our hidden grace. We beseech God to strengthen thee with his power and enable thee to recognize him who is the source of all knowledge, that thou mayest detach thyself from all human learning. For what would it profit any man to strive after learning when he hath already found and recognized him who is the object of all knowledge? Cleave to the root of knowledge and to him who is the fountain thereof, that thou mayest find thyself independent of all who claim to be well-versed in human learning, and whose claim no clear proof nor the testimony of any enlightening book can support.